Why did OHIC form, and what impact has it had on the neighborhood?
Well, the Oregon Hill Home Improvement Council has been around for 30 years, and it's really been probably the most successful community development corporation in the city of Richmond. It formed because the Oregon Hill neighborhood was had many problems, particularly with dilapidated housing. We had many low-income residents that could not afford to buy a home. The Oregon Hill neighborhood was threatened from all sides, from VCU, from the north, from Ethel Corporation, from the south. Hollywood Cemetery tore down a few houses. So we really needed to shore up the neighborhood. So in 1991, we had a major planning session. 100 neighborhood residents came to a meeting and set the course for the organization. And this unique course combined historic restoration, placing a historical easement through the Virginia Department of Historic Resources on each property, with the twin aim of allowing first-time home buyers to purchase a house below market rate.
Has OHIC been successful or not?
OHIC has been extremely successful. Dozens of Oregon Hill properties have been restored, and many long-time Oregon Hill residents were able to buy a house. In many cases, they may have been displaced if it wasn't for OHIC. For example, there was a family that lived in Oregon Hill all their life on the block that Ethel Corporation totally demolished. And a few months before the demolition, we got them in a home on Holly Street as a first-time home buyer. So it's been extremely successful. The easement program has helped the neighborhood. We now have dozens of easements throughout the neighborhood, and this very much would deter another corporation or even VCU from trying to buy up a whole block to demolish, as been done in the past.
So you say it's been successful. Why do you think it's been successful?
Well, I think the reason that the Oregon Hill Home Improvement Council has been successful is that we are a neighborhood-based organization. The neighborhood elects the board members, and the neighborhood came up with the planning document in 1991, setting the direction of the neighborhood organization. Having the membership is very important because it maintains a quality control. The neighborhood insists that the quality stay at a very high standard. The members elect representatives that reflect their views. So you don't have the opportunity for an organization, as some have done, where they become a self-electing board that gets out of control. The organization, the membership, cannot even attend their meetings. The St. Andrews Association is an example. They are a self-perpetuating board, and with little input from the community, they tore down an entire block of Oregon Hill homes that were historic on Linden Street. So this neighborhood representation, I think, is the key.
Well, that brings me to my next question. You're concerned about some changes OHIC wants to make. Can you explain that to me?
Well, I am certainly grateful for all the volunteer work that the OHIC board has been putting in. It's a thankless job, but there is a new proposal which has upset many in the neighborhood to eliminate the entire membership, the neighborhood membership of the organization, eliminate the vote from the membership for the board members, and even to eliminate the Oregon Hill name from the organization. This, to me, is very upsetting because, as I mentioned before, I believe that the membership structure of the organization is the reason that we have been so successful.
Why do you think OHIC wants to make these changes?
Well, I'm not sure. I've heard complaints that, you know, it's difficult to keep a quorum. I think a much easier solution would be to lower the quorum requirement for the annual meeting rather than throw out the baby with the bath and eliminate the membership altogether. You know, I think there is a tendency for a board to find that it's easier just to work among themselves. Democracy is a sloppy process, as we know. Sometimes it's not convenient to have to deal with the membership and the public. But just as in the city, we would certainly feel bad if the city council was a self-selecting group. The membership and the election of board members, I think, is key to keeping the organization responsive to the neighborhood needs.
Where does OHIC get its funding?
OHIC, as I say, I'm not on the board at this time, but the city of Richmond has been extremely generous with the funding through community development block grant money and home money. As such, I think the community as a whole has very much a stake in the success of OHIC. As the saying goes, the rising tide floats all boats. So as we've seen an enormous improvement to the Oregon Hill neighborhood, the success of OHIC has inspired a lot of other renovations in Oregon Hill and downtown as a whole. So the city funding, also we receive funding from the Local Initiative Support Corporation, which has been extremely generous in helping to fund OHIC through the years. All these groups, I believe, have an interest in ground roots development and you know, the membership. I think that they should be supportive of our goal to keep the membership intact in the organization.
Is OHIC planning to move out of Oregon Hill?
Well, there are statements that the price of real estate has gotten so high in real estate in Oregon Hill that they have to expand elsewhere. I learned yesterday that unbeknownst to the membership, they've applied for a grant to work in Petersburg. I am upset by this because the current area of operation of OHIC is confined to Oregon Hill, and I feel like if before a application for a grant to work in Petersburg is applied for, the membership should certainly be informed and should consent to this. OHIC has submitted an application to change the Articles of Incorporation to work as far as 25 miles from Richmond. I'm wondering how the city of Richmond will react to this because they have pumped hundreds of thousands of dollars into this organization. And I'm just wondering what their take on this will be to a proposal to work in Petersburg.
Is it a bad thing that OHIC wants to expand?
Not necessarily. As long as the Oregon Hill Home Improvement Council keeps its membership structure, that it's certainly appropriate to expand in other neighborhoods. But, for example, instead of getting rid of our membership altogether, they could have any neighborhood in which OHIC works elect from that neighborhood civic association a representative to our board. I am just as concerned that OHIC would work in another neighborhood without input from that neighborhood's membership as I am that OHIC would work in Oregon Hill without input from the Oregon Hill residents.
And why do you think representation is so important? Isn't redevelopment a good thing overall?
Well, For example, if the Oregon Hill Home Improvement Council was working in another neighborhood, we need to hear what the needs, the goals, and of that other neighborhood's membership is. As I mentioned before, in 1991, we had an extensive planning session in the Oregon Hill neighborhood to establish what the neighborhood needs and goals were. And by the same token, if Oregon Hill the Oregon Hill Home Improvement Council expands to another neighborhood, we have to be assured that that neighborhood is getting work done in their neighborhood that they both desire and need and are doing the approach which they would recommend.
Do you know which other neighborhoods OHIC might move to?
I really don't know. I was shocked to hear that they'd already applied for a grant to work in Petersburg. That is some 25 miles away from our current area of operation. I think it would be very important to be invited by another neighborhood before OHIC works in their neighborhood. And I think that's a vital piece of the puzzle there, not just where OHIC chooses to work, but what neighborhoods have invited OHIC to work in their neighborhoods.
And why is that important?
Well, the Oregon Hill Home Improvement Council has a wonderful reputation for renovation, for historically accurate restoration, for helping first-time home buyers find a first home. Our reputation has always been predicated on doing what the neighborhood and citizens want them to do. To me, it would be very upsetting to go into another neighborhood without their desire or their consent. As you know, there are many other community development corporations and housing groups in the city of Richmond. We have to be careful, you know, not to step on other communities' toes. We want to keep the stellar reputation of the Oregon Hill Home Improvement Council and generally, you know, be responsive to the communities in which we serve.
And how do you think these changes with OHIC can affect Oregon Hill?
Well, one thing that really concerns me is the Oregon Hill Home Improvement Council now owns the Jacob House. The organization has $500,000 real estate assets in Oregon Hill. The Jacob House is the oldest and most historic house in the neighborhood. It was built in 1817 by George Winston, an early Quaker who was an abolitionist and employed free black apprentices in his work, even restoring the state capitol. So we have this asset for the community, and one of my concerns is to assure that this asset remains a landmark for the neighborhood as a means of interpreting this very vital and forgotten Quaker abolitionist history of Richmond. I think that's going back to the membership. By keeping the membership in the organization, we'll assure that this asset remains a important asset for the community and the city of Richmond as a whole.
Is that all you're concerned about?
Well, I am certainly concerned that the that OHIC remain responsive to the needs of the community. That is the mission that it was set up to serve. Of course, change is always necessary. The needs of the neighborhood change, but the success of the organization depends upon going back to the membership and finding out what the needs are, updating their planning document from 1991, seeing what the biggest needs of the community and the biggest concerns of the community are, so that the board is not just insulated from the community's needs and desires. As long as that is done, as long as the membership, the elections stay intact, I am convinced that the Oregon Health Home Improvement Council can change and adapt and stay a very vital organization in the future.
Have you expressed your concerns to OHIC?
Yes, I have. I've called up many of the board members, and these are a wonderful group of people. They're so dedicated. They've been shared my concerns on many of these points. I do want to hasten to point out that these are all volunteer board members. Many express frustration that, you know, more involvement in the community hasn't been shown by the membership. I share many of their concerns. I am deeply thankful for their devotion to OHIC, and I am hopeful that they will react to the needs of the community by keeping the membership and the elections intact. And as such, I think the organization can continue to prosper for many more decades.
Well, when you brought up your concerns, what did they how did they respond to your concerns?
Well, they were all very, very pleasant. As I mentioned, this is a volunteer group, a devoted volunteer group. I know they're struggling with these issues. I would recommend that they, instead of try to solve these issues with their very small board, which has gotten down to six or seven people, and the Articles of Incorporation mandate a minimum of 12 board members, rather than try to flesh out all of these problems with six or seven people, I keep recommending to them that they take this back to the neighborhood membership. That is why we have a membership, to certainly address the long-term goals and needs of the neighborhood. And I really am hopeful that this, you know, this group of devoted people will certainly come to realize that maintaining the elections and the membership is the way to go.
Well, going back, there are many boards in Richmond that aren't voted in. Why does it matter if residents don't elect board members?
Well, we found the problem with this very firsthand in Oregon Hill. We have a long history in Oregon Hill of suffering the results of the decisions of boards that had no input from the community. I mentioned earlier that St. Andrews Association, a self-perpetuating board, tore down an entire block of Oregon Hill housing on Linden Street. The Ethel Corporation, which certainly was not responsive to the Oregon Hill needs, tore down several blocks of housing on the 700 block of the neighborhood. And, of course, Virginia Commonwealth University tore down a whole block on the 100 block of Cherry. You know, our experience with these boards that are have no input from the community have all been the same. They decide what is best for the neighborhood, and invariably that is, does not coincide with the needs of the community. So with this long history, certainly I think it's apparent that our own Community Development Corporation needs to retain the membership and the input from the membership and have our board members elected from the community.
Well, if OHIC makes these changes, what other resources do residents have to influence development?
If they get rid of their elected board, was that the question?
Yes.
We do have a very active civic association. The president of the civic association has requested that OHIC step back and reconsider this decision to enlist a vote to eliminate the membership and the elected representatives. I think that as far as the housing goes, though, this is our only opportunity. This is the only chance that this neighborhood is going to get positively affect the housing of the neighborhood and have some opportunities for first-time home buyers to buy a home. I think this is really the only opportunity we're going to get, and the organization has been built up over thousands of hours of volunteer work from the community. The previous director lived in the community. All this work has achieved great fruit, and certainly this is not the time to blow it by getting rid of our membership and elected board.
Is Oregon Hill worth restoring?
Oh, yes. Oregon Hill is quite a unique community. It's probably the best representative in the entire country of an intact 19th century working class community. The architecture, the Italian 8 Victorian architecture, is quite lovely. The setting of Oregon Hill is extraordinary, right at on a bluff overlooking the Falls of the James. We're next door to the landmark Hollywood Cemetery. And as many people are finding out, it's desirable to move to Oregon Hill from the suburbs so that they can just walk to their place of work downtown. The Oregon Hill neighborhood is the closest neighborhood to downtown. So it's all in all, it's an extraordinary neighborhood with deep roots. Many of the residents have lived in the same community for generations. It's a close-knit neighborhood where people look out for each other. It's a safe neighborhood because everybody knows each other and sit out on the porch and see what's going on. It's a phenomenal neighborhood, and I think that the Oregon Hill Home Improvement Council has certainly set an example with their restorations and the new houses they have built that have encouraged private investment, and the neighborhood is really experiencing a renaissance.
Well, why not rebuild the houses as opposed to restoring them? A lot of them look very plain.
Well, the Oregon Hill Home Improvement Council has been a twin program. By and large, they have, in the past, they've picked the most plainest and the most threatened houses to restore. Many of the houses had not been researched till OHIC acquired them. A good example of that is the John Miller House that the Oregon Hill Home Improvement Council recently restored. Research discovered that this very old pre-Civil War house is probably the only surviving house in Richmond that was built, owned, and occupied by free blacks during the Civil War. This house, built in the 1850s, is now a landmark with its own highway marker. This is what happens when a community development corporation listens to the members. It was pointed out to them that this was a threatened house. It actually came within a week of being demolished. And now we have this wonderful landmark, which although the house certainly started out plain, I like to say it's a case of the last shall come first. What was once probably the most dilapidated house in Oregon Hill is now one of the most important historical landmarks in the entire state. OHIC has another program of building new houses on vacant lots, and they've been very successful. The previous director was a woodworker, and he did a magnificent job of incorporating the style, carpenter Gothic, they call it, gingerbread from existing houses, using that style on the new construction. This has helped a great deal to keep a cohesive historic neighborhood, filling in what they call the missing teeth in the neighborhood, with construction that blends in and does not distract from the historical character of the neighborhood.
Matt, I'm going to interrupt real quick. We're at 25 minutes.
Okay.
We need to wrap it up.
Okay. Right on. Okay. All right, well, let me just, Oregon Hill is historically a working class neighborhood. Could you tell me briefly about that?
Oh, yes. Oregon Hill was primarily built, although we have houses dating from 1817. Most of the housing in the Oregon Hill neighborhood was built in the 19th century. Many of these houses were built by immigrants, a lot of German immigrants, immigrants from almost every country of Europe, and these were all skilled laborers, many walking to the nearby Tredegar Ironworks, the nearby Hollywood Mills, the steel foundries on Belle Island. This is most unusual survival because it's often the homes of the grand and the rich that are survived, but in this case, we have an entire neighborhood that has survived intact, that was occupied by the skilled immigrants that actually built Richmond. You will find few dwellings of this era that the stonemasons, the iron workers, did not have some hand in. So this is an extraordinary neighborhood that is quite a livable neighborhood now as it is then, was then. And it's quite amazing that it has survived intact. And I think the Oregon Hill Home Improvement Council can be congratulated for its impact on restoring the existing homes and building new compatible homes with compatible architecture on their vacant lots.
Oregon Hill has also had a reputation for racial intolerance. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because it's been very rewarding to me to research the history of the Quaker abolitionists that built the Jacob House, the Parsons House. The Parsons House, built in 1819, is the abolitionist landmark of Richmond. We have renamed a park in Oregon Hill for Robert Pleasance, the founder of the Virginia Abolition Society. The restoration of OHIG by the of the John Miller House preserved for posterity with the historical easement, the probably only surviving free black house in Richmond. I think, you know, if you just contemplate what this Mr. John Miller must have gone through, being a free black living in Richmond, the capital of the Confederacy during the Civil War, I think having this landmark there is a tangible reminder of what he must have gone through and the contributions of the black community of Richmond. But all of this has been very rewarding, and I think this is a history that the neighborhood has embraced, the free black and abolitionist history, and I think it goes a long way toward replacing any stereotypes or negative racial things of the past. And it's been gratifying to me to see this happen.
And do you see gentrification as a problem in Oregon Hill?
Gentrification is very much a problem, and that is one very positive thing that Oregon Hill Home Improvement Council has done. It's allowed many longtime renters to become an occupant of a home. There was a case of a lady who was the house was getting sold out from under her on the 500 block of Laurel Street. Her family had lived in this house all their life, and OHIG stepped in and purchased and renovated the house while she was living in it so that she could stay in the neighborhood. So this is part of the twin goals of the Oregon Hill Home Improvement Council, to both work for the historical restoration of the community and to allow longtime renters who would otherwise be displaced by gentrification to stay in the neighborhood.
Why is gentrification a problem?
Well, the prices of Oregon Hill houses, particularly the new townhouses, the condominiums that are being built down by the river, are going up to astronomical. Some are being marketed for over $500,000. So I think there is an enormous economic pressure on Oregon Hill. OHIC, I think, has done a lot to insulate some of the longtime renters from this gentrification. But because of the location of the neighborhood, its close proximity to downtown, to VCU, it is, as they say, location, location, location. It's a desirable neighborhood to live in. And we don't want to see the long-time renters be displaced such that the character of the neighborhood as a close-knit community is lost.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, Mr. Poole, and thank you for coming down and talking to us today.
Well, you're welcome, Matt. It's certainly a pleasure to be here. Could we do that question about the abolitionists? I feel bad. I was getting upset. Just
what's that?
Oh, that's all right. We have good sound. It sounded fine.
I know, but I was feeling teary-eyed on that.
Well, you can't tell on the sound.
Yeah, you can't hear it.
I bet.